the curtains. Am I still in monster mode? Nothing is for certain. Stand up and stretch, the fucking headache worsens. The horns on my head show that I'm not an ordinary person. I've never been Christian, but I've always been a victim. The Necronomicon has more just left my family once bitten. Made my way to the kitchen. What the fuck's that sound hissing? My daughter's on the counter dismembering three little baby kittens. I stop on my tracks as she's singing to these cats. She takes her puppy to the back and starts chopping it with an axe. And as her father, I simply don't know how to react to that. I open up the book just to try and find a few facts. Children of evil. Straight captured my eye within a second. Motherfucker, fuck, I'm gonna crush, cut, rapture. I'm unraveled in a pasture. There ain't no happily ever after, cause the book tells me she's the key to the destruction of our flat earth. And if I kill her now, her soul will flow, see into the portal. I can end this chain of demons and bring everything back to normal. She walks back into the house, doesn't pay me any mind. Yellow glowing from her eyes, the responsibility's mine. Singing lullabies, and I can't help but cry, cause my little girl's an ancient evil sent back from another time to bury the world and fucking cover it all in slime. The thought of killing this little girl sends chillers down my spine.
I don't want to hurt you, cause I'd have to hurt me too. I took the signs for the symptoms of life. I look in your eyes and I see the light.
Other people die. Any other child that's played with her is no longer alive. And I really don't think that she understands why. She has the devil inside and she's barely even five. I don't wanna try, so I call a babysitter to sit there and kick it with her while I find a better way to rid her of this evil entity and its destiny to make her bigger. Try to blow my own brains out, but it won't let me pull the trigger. I begin to shake and shiver, quiver with reality. Can't eat no fucking dinner cause I'm stuffed up from these allergies. Some power. Cowardly, I'm feeling fucking cowardly. Can't come to the realization that I must relieve the outer me. Fucking poops. I come back home, leave the key in the ignition ringing. Walk into the house and hear nothing but blood and guts flinging. Static from the television, a better vision from the ceiling. She's covered in the babysitter, skipping around the carcass singing. She says,
hello, Daddy.
A loss for words, I'm not thinking clear. She spins around a couple times and into the dark she disappears. Searching through the house,
insects, come here.
It's quiet as a mouse, but this monster feels no fear. I step outside, walk through a couple blood puddles. On my way to the shed to grab a weapon, seeing double. Open up my bloody knuckles and grip my fist upon the shovel. Walk back inside to find her blowing a couple fucking bubbles.
Princess, my little princess, I love you so much. I'm sorry. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. What have I done? What have I done? I'm so sorry.
I don't want to hurt you.